The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Oh, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lowe's.
John, I'm looking forward to the next segment.
Well, we have a wonderful segment coming up with Dr. Coley, and Dr. is with the Northwell Health Geriatrics, and she works with Maria Carney, who is a very good friend of the town of North Hempstead and of Project Independence, and has always been there for us. And now we have Dr. Coley, who the conversation today is vaccinations, and especially this time of year, where people have so many questions about the appropriateness, is it necessary, what time do I do it, what are the side effects, etc., etc. So first, I'd like to start off, Doctor, by saying thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule, which I know is busy, to participate on this radio program. And before we even start about the vaccinations, how did you get involved in the geriatric part of medicine?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. I initially got interested in geriatrics when I was a resident at Jamaica Hospital. I did a rotation at Flushing Hospital, and working with the geriatric population really intrigued me and allowed me to think at a different level. And I feel as if a geriatrician needs a special type of care, and geriatric populations need a special type of care that only geriatricians will be able to provide. There's a lot of complications. They suffer with a lot of comorbidities as you get older. So all of that intrigued me, and I loved working with the patient population. It gave me the most satisfaction of all the patient population that I had worked with in the past. So I thought that this was the right field and I could make the most difference in this field.
Perfect. You know, that's the most important part of these things, you know, I think agrees with me. When we have anybody that comes on the show, and the big burden of this is Christina's, we need a person, or we want a person, who loves what they do. We don't want somebody who said, guess what, I could make an extra $10,000 a year by being in geriatrics versus pediatrics. We don't want that person on the air. It doesn't serve us any purpose. We want a person who owns the job, who loves the job, and wants to go to work. So right off the top of my head, congratulations and thank you, because that's what we're looking for. Now we're gonna go into vaccinations, because this is broad and we're going all over the place, but I believe now is the time people started within the next couple of weeks, and let's just give a nice overview.
Absolutely. So I have a few vaccines that I want to talk about, but I do want to start off with.
We're here to listen to you.
I do want to first start talking about the flu vaccine, because I think that's the most important right now. So just a little bit about the vaccine itself, why it's important to take it annually. The first reason is a person's immune protection from the vaccination declines over time. So annually, vaccine is needed for optimal protection. The second reason why we need to take it yearly is because the flu virus constantly changes. So the flu vaccine may be updated from season to season to protect against the virus that research suggests is most prevalent during that season. That's why it's important to take annually. The flu vaccine has been around for years and years, and its research has shown that this vaccine helps prevent lower rates of cardiac complications, prevents the decrease in deaths, and even if you have had the flu for that season, you should still get the vaccine because it prevents you from with severe complications of the virus. So for example, if you have had a heart disease and you get the flu vaccine, it is shown that say that you do get the flu, if you had the vaccine, your complications of the virus itself will be less. You'll have less ICU stay, you'll have a reduced rate of mortality, and less decreased hospital stay. The studies show, the epidemiology show, that about half of Americans still don't get the flu vaccine each year. And the reason why it's so imperative to get the flu vaccine this year is because we know that vaccines are generally truly intended to minimize the severity of the illness. And because if you have the flu and then, you know, by any chance you get COVID-19 on top of that, you will be in extreme danger. Your life can be at risk because you have two viruses to fight at this point. And we know that while the vaccines are not 100% protective, but they could make a difference between a serious case, meaning hospitalization or even death. So it's super, super imperative, especially for people older than 65 years of age. So for people who are 65 years and older, there is a specific flu vaccine that is given to them that stimulates a stronger immune response, because these patients are considered high risk for serious complications like cardiac death, all those things.
That particular vaccination, one second, Otto, is for everybody over 65, and then you have the one that's under it, pretty
yes.
much.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, okay. Yes.
Christine is the one that always knows that every year when we discuss the vaccinations. Otto, you had a question.
Yeah, what do you think are the reasons why people would not get the flu shot?
What
hurdles are there that to overcome to convince people, you know, why don't they want to do it?
So there are some misconceptions about the flu vaccine that are out there in the public health. And I'll talk about some of them. Some of them are the vaccine, they think, will cause the flu, but it's actually not the case. The vaccine does not cause the flu because it's made with either an inactivated virus or a non-infectious viral protein. So there's no way that the vaccine itself can cause the virus. But that's one of the misconceptions. A lot of people think that, hey, listen, I just got the vaccine and now I have the flu, right? But what happens is people say they get the vaccine and two or how many weeks later they have the actual flu. But that doesn't mean that the vaccine caused the flu. That means, because your body needs time to build up the immunity from the vaccine. So they may have gotten the flu vaccine in the time being when the vaccine didn't take its full effect. But that doesn't mean that the vaccine itself caused the virus in you, because there's no way, based on the things that it entails, that it can cause the virus itself. Like I said, it's an inactivated virus or it has the protein. So
you think that's the major reason that people do not get the flu shot?
So I think that's one of the reasons. And then I think that some people are afraid of the risks sometimes. I think that they'll think that they'll get some serious reactions to the vaccines, and that's not the case. You can have a fever the next day or a sore arm. It can make you groggy for a day, but then those are just a 24-hour symptoms and they kind of go away if you just take Tylenol. But I think those are the main reasons. At least that's one of the main questions that I hear in clinic is, listen, doc, I don't like the side effects, or I think that the flu vaccine is going to give me the flu. I hear that all the time.
Okay.
And even those side effects that you're talking about, doctor, those are not everybody getting them, and they're short term.
Exactly. Absolutely. They're only for, like I said, 24-hour, maybe 48-hours period, okay. And they're soreness, right? Redness around the area, headache, low-grade. A low-grade fever may come, muscle ache, nausea, and fatigue, but they only last for a day or so, and they go away, and you can take Tylenol. That would be the only thing.
A lot of the pharmacies already have signs out that the flu shot is available. Is it too early to get the flu shot, or is it good to get it as soon as you can get it?
So it's in, so that's a good question, actually. So the flu virus, the time for the flu virus typically is about 5 months from November to March. And it varies annually from year to year. This year, we're recommending that people get the vaccine, you know, the earliest that they can because of the pandemic that's going on. So yes, I think that you should get the vaccine. If it's being offered right now, then absolutely get it. And you can get it, like, and I'm glad that you brought up where, like, that yours, where you can get it, because I was going to bring that up as well. So you can get this from the pharmacies, from your doctor's office, at the health department. The college health centers also have this. And sometimes your company employers may be willing to give it to you, and even at some schools as well. And you can also visit the CDC website and go to, let me see, I might have the link here. You can just go to, 1 second.
No problem. Well, you're looking that up, doctor. It's a 5 month.
Health map.
Good. I'll ask the question later then.
You can just go to the CDC website. It's a health map vaccine. Find external, it's like a link that pops up, and you can just put in your zip code and you'll be able to find the center near you.
Okay, perfect. And anybody who doesn't have that information in front of them, call 311.
Yeah.
Call 311. They will hook you up to the link that doctor just spoke about, and then you'll find, and even North Hempstead gives out the shot at different locations throughout the town. So, but my quick question, just before we go to break, is there enough vaccines to go around, or since they know not everybody does it, they don't make as much?
No, there's enough vaccines to go around. Okay. It's not like the, you know, sometimes shingles vaccines are hard to get. They run out quickly, but no, the Department of Health sends out enough vaccines that covers everybody. Even though half Americans don't get it, that shouldn't stop people from getting the vaccines if they want to.
Right, they'll still have enough. And the amazing thing with all these situations is you have half the country getting the vaccine and the other half not, which really is out of what we were talking about earlier. It's disrespect almost to the people who are trying to do the right thing. Because, you know, you can get half a population is a good piece of the population that is, forget about them not taking care of themselves, then not having respect for their neighbor. But we're going to come back to those thoughts and more. You're listening to Dr. Coley here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.